Hello, stream.
Yes.
Can you
Hello,
hear me?
Secret squirrels.
I stream, you stream. We all stream for Squirrel Report.
But not you stream, because you stream sucks.
Actually, I hear it's pretty good.
Can't believe I said that.
Yeah, Alan, you're a cheese ball.
King of the dorks.
Shocking.
You are king of the dorks.
All right, well.
Just don't get him started about what technology it requires for people to call into this wonderful show.
Oh, please. Let's not get into that. But.
Yes.
It's time for the Squirrel Report. Thursday, Yay. July 26th, 2012. Do you know where your squirrels are?
I shaved them off.
I'd forgotten about that. I can't believe it.
You know, it's really funny. I on Facebook, people are always like posting squirrel pictures and things about squirrels, and I'm like, everybody realizes that the name. Well, okay,
no, they don't.
The origin of the name. We'll just. You have to listen to the first episode, I think, to know what it's about.
But Brita, without giving away too much. How did you feel was your overall experience with the Squirrel Report?
Oh, I was really annoyed that they were uneven. They were like lopsided, and it just bothered me.
Well, Brita, you're kind of lopsided too.
Yeah, thanks, weird. Shut up.
Oh, by the way, Brita.
Yeah.
I found...
Yes?
This. Crap. Come on.
Ooh.
Yay!
The Wookiee sound.
Yeah, I got to tell the story. Okay. So this week, I went out to dinner with Mad St. Jack. He was in town in Cleveland.
Brita's number one fan.
He is my number one fanboy. Actually, it's really funny because Mad St. Jack will quote me to me. Or he'll bring up something that I said on Facebook or, like, some comment on my blog or something I wrote in a blog post, like, years ago. And I will look at him and I'll, like, do the whole, like, I'll look at him, I'll go, like, blink, blink, you know, like, I don't know what he's talking about. And he's like, you know, like, your blog post, what you, wow, he's quoting me to me and I don't even remember. So, but anyway, so I went out to dinner with him, and he had like this little keychain thing, and it made the Wookiee sound. And I thought it would be great if Alan downloaded that sound, and we could use it whenever somebody like went all Wookiee suitor on our show. We could just like cut him off and play the sound.
You're gonna need that for some of this topic.
I know. We're gonna be using it on each other. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I also have this one.
Yay, sad trombone. You have to turn it up, though. It's really soft.
Oh, really? It was pretty loud to me.
Well, and again, but loud.
I know why it was so low. Because you only heard it through my earphones. Here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love the sad trombone. I've been using it a lot on Facebook.
It works.
Whenever Barack Obama does something stupid, like in his campaign, or says something dumb, or, you know, whatever.
Hey, Brita,
or says something at all.
Brita, do you know how to make a trombone sound like that?
I do not.
You use a plunger.
Oh.
That's a plunger mute.
Alan, didn't you play trombone?
I did.
Did you rock a plunger mute?
Absolutely.
Isn't an actual plunger?
Actually, I actually had four different kinds of mutes on my for different sounds.
Geek. Would you have a Harmon mute, a straight mute, a plunger mute? What else?
I don't know. I had the mute I used to launch across the band hall with the lighter fluid.
Which mute was that?
It was just a regular straight mute, one of the metal ones. But you fill it up with lighter fluid and let it evaporate and turn it upside down and light it off and it goes whoosh like a rocket.
That was
Let me get this straight. Weird, Weird. Were you a band geek?
Absolutely.
Of course he was. Can't you tell?
I will let you know that a plunger mute does not work on a tuba. So instead, I had to use a Rubbermaid trash can lid. And
nice.
That puts a lot of strain on the fingers.
You know,
tunnel really quick.
I did not know you were a tuba player, but it makes perfect sense now.
Well, I started off as a trombone player, and the worst fucking trombone player on the goddamn planet. And my band director begged me to give it up. And then he let me. Yeah, he gave me a couple of quick lessons on the tuba, and I went, "Holy shit, this works a whole lot better."
Was Jay a band geek?
I don't think so.
Nah, there's no way.
But he was fat.
In high school, you know what I did in high school? I played tennis. I'm like the one-legged girl was the jock on the Squirrel Report. What the heck?
Nice.
No, actually, I wasn't really a jock. I just liked to play tennis. I didn't win a lot.
I played tennis.
But it was fun.
I think one of the reasons I was in band is because you didn't have to take PE if you were in band.
Oh,
fucking lucky! I hated PE.
You know,
I took PE my senior year. Because it just seemed like such a sham that I was hoping that, like, at some point the administration would wake up and realize, you know what? Being able to do a push-up and climb a rope has nothing to do with academia.
Oh, Jay is waiting for you to pick him up.
I see it.
Okay.
Well, I'm calling him. He's not answering. He didn't answer.
Ugh. Not this again.
Yes, this again.
I was in choir in high school. I was in choir and I did a few plays.
Choir is almost band geek.
No, not even.
Almost.
Uh-uh.
The choir geeks hung out with the band geeks, and there was a whole shitload of crossover.
It was kind of, you know, it's musical.
Okay, now I need to close the window.
No, don't do anything. You're fine.
No. I mean close the chat. Otherwise, we get nasty feedback. That much I know.
All right.
That much I know. And no, I was not a band geek. I took trumpet for 1 year and hated it. And tried to play the guitar, hated it. Mm. I have this thing about practicing. Go figure.
Yeah, practice.
Everybody wants me to sing now. Not going to happen.
Singing, Brita.
No.
I was on the chess team, though.
Oh, that's worse than band geek. I'm sorry. Know, that's
yeah,
worse.
The chess club is who the band geeks look down on.
Yeah, I will say it wasn't 100% ratio, but some of the band geeks did in fact have sex.
Yeah, that's right. A few did.
Yeah, not so much the chess club.
By the time they were 40.
Well, you know, some of them made it to Vegas where it's legal to pay for it.
Okay.
What happens in Vegas gets bragged about in the locker room the next day.
The locker room. Wait a minute. Locker room? You just used locker room after talking about the chess team. Okay?
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's true. To be fair, the band geeks had a locker room too. Granted, it was not a privacy with showers type locker room. It was just the you've got $1,000 worth of brass and fine tune equipment. They request that you lock them up.
Yeah.
Especially the weirdos that said, "Oh, I want to play the English horn." Why?
The contrabassoon. I would like to play an instrument that is actually larger than my car.
Oh, the contrabassoon was awesome. I'm not going to argue about the contrabassoon. But still, I got to want my Mrs. Weird played oboe. And I'm just like, why?
Oboe's hot, man. That's the, oboe's the snake charm instrument. Well,
Rita has a natural aversion because it sounds like hobo.
Oboe, I will say right now, if you, a professionally trained oboe, especially like a nice, you know, orchestral part that's got a that's got an oboe lead to it is the hands down some of the most pretty and dramatic stuff you'll ever hear. And actually the Ecstasy of Gold by Maricone. Is it an eco? What's from
this is getting way too deep.
I know what he's talking about. But, he's talking about Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, right?
Yeah. The final cemetery scene.
Yeah, it's crap.
Metallica shit. Covered it.
Fuck. Now I gotta go to. If only I had a way of searching.
Yeah,
but still, that oboe part, absolutely wonderfully beautiful. The person
Ennio Morricone.
Yeah,
Morricone, I would imagine.
The person who the person who's first learning how to play an oboe.
Squeak.
Oh yeah, oh, Brita, take one of your cats and feed it through a floor fan, and that is the approximate noise.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, we did have a topic or two.
We got a lot of them.
It's a depressing topic. I've had, I don't know about anybody else, but I've had a massively shit-tastic day. So
I would like to talk about everything else but the theater shooting and see if we can go the whole show and run out of time.
Yeah, no good problem. Luck with that, Alan.
I love that.
Good luck.
That plan.
Hell, just let's just start talking about Obama and Romney stepping on their dicks, and Jay will feel much better because the rage will release, and it's the rage that he
I laughed my ass off when I read on your blog, Weird, that you were where you said that it was Romney's, you know, if he could avoid screwing it up. And I was like, yeah, right, Republican. It's what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Not an hour later, it was. Oops. Yeah.
And I didn't even look at like the timelines between the two speeches to see exactly how long it took Romney to say, hey, look, Obama just took a big juicy piss on the third rail. I bet I could do better than that. I bet I could get it better. But yeah, though no, that yeah, Tam immediately said, and I can totally see why she said it. I'm not going to take fault in her statement, saying, you know, all right, Ann Romney, start picking out color swatches because you're going to be redecorating the White House soon. And I said, and I just couldn't go there. I'm like,
nope.
Mitt Romney could fuck up a steel ball, and so
make it so you can't sell them anymore. Oh,
yeah, that is absolutely true. And so I knew that it's in one way or another, he would totally fuck. He was very, very possible he was going to fuck this up and take what could have been an absolutely amazing, you know, campaign boon and just turn it into a footnote.
Yep. And he did to Obama's statement what he'd already done to Obamacare.
Yep.
Plain and simple. He can't say dick about it now. Way to go, Mitt.
Yep.
The two big areas where you had a strong change, you historically the Republicans are different than the Democrats, and you fucked it up. Way to go!
And
I'd sign the assault weapons ban again. Way to go! Stab me in the back again, you fuck!
And who but who was talking about any of these issues during the primaries? I mean, nobody knew. Oh, except everybody knew.
Yeah.
And this is why, honestly speaking, we need Obama to get reelected. Because number one, I'm really not that afraid of him because he wants to play golf and go on vacation. And if he gets reelected, he doesn't even have to worry about looking good anymore. He doesn't even have to fake anymore. I see Obama has been a perfect parallel to Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, in which case he got reelected for a second term. Says he's not gonna run for a third term, and he has not been seen since. He doesn't even set foot in this state. He has no interest whatsoever. He's got to do.
That's not true. He's been calling up the town manager and making them pave the road where Obama's wife is going to be.
That is true.
That was one of my favorites. Oh, gee, do you think you might happen to pave this section? I'm like, are you shitting me? Anyway, local fault.
But that's all I'm saying is never underestimate the power of someone who just wants to be a rock star. Look at the Rolling Stones. They haven't written a new song in decades, and all they do is sit around and do drugs.
Woo-hoo.
Why? Because they can. Because guess what? Mick Jagger is a complete fucking has-been, but he walks into a shopping mall, and everyone's going to move around his fucking mummified ass going, oh, it's Mick Jagger, sing Start Me Up.
Every single one of the Rolling Stones looks like a dried out sponge now. I can't believe they get anybody to their concerts.
It bothers me when I see video of Mick Jagger kind of writhing around. It really disturbs me. I'm like, dude, you're like a grandpa. You know, stop with the hip thrusting.
He's more like a great grandpa.
I think he's almost 80. I think it's just arthritis. It's popping.
It's just
on my hip.
He's doing it's up there with like Madonna. You know, there's this point for rock stars where you're like, have some self-respect and just kind of retire and stop writhing around on stage. And
are you shitting me? He's only 69. What the fuck?
Oh, he looks older than that.
He doesn't look a day shy of 300.
Apparently, the picture is the one that doesn't age in Mick's world.
Toot Uncommon looks fucking younger than him.
Helen Thomas looks younger than him. Oh, God.
Actually, you know what? She does.
She does. Except with all the wrinkles the two of them have, if you ever got them together...
No, stop. Let's not go there. No mental image. No.
It'd be like those proteins that are the right shape and just kind of go...
Stop it, Alan. Up against each other. Stop it.
Wow, he's managed to work in protein receptor binding. They need a score report.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
Today on the score report, we're going to be talking about covalent bonds.
Hydrogen bonding.
Actually, do we have a call-in topic? Does anybody want to call in and talk to us?
Helen Thomas.
Call-in number is 214-530-0036. Call in toll-free from somebody else's phone.
I hear that number in my sleep. I'm so warm.
Well, Brita, you're just going to have to start peeling out of them clothes.
I actually am thinking about it. I'm sorry. I'm like sweating to death.
Well, don't think about it quietly.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well...
Well, speaking of politicians saying stupid things,
yes.
I particularly enjoyed Bloomberg's "All cops should go on strike."
Oh,
until America passes rational gun control, because you know nothing says leave everything to the cops than calling 911 and not getting a cop.
Yeah. Well,
and also,
Jose Garena, Eric Scott, Amadou Diallo, they'd all be better off without cops.
Yeah. I'm not so sure everybody wouldn't be better off. I mean, it's, your buddy Borpatch wrote a great post today on the null hypothesis where, usually the best thing to do is nothing at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And my favorite of all right, I'll be good. People that stand up for the police and,
Well, imagine if all the traffic lights stopped working. Guess what? Traffic light does not equal cop.
That's right.
No.
Moron.
And also, there are rules that people are supposed to know for if the traffic lights stop working.
If your vehicle has the larger tires, you have the right of way.
Well, no, that is not the rule.
They've done studies. They've done studies where they've taken lights and stop signs away from intersections, and traffic runs better.
It's because people don't feel the need to run the lights.
Well,
they're also cautious.
They're more careful. And,
And also, in the end, say what you will about the safety. No one's going to say, wouldn't it be fun if I got in a head-on collision today? Yeah. That would really brighten my day.
What I was thinking? Getting trapped under 2,000 pounds of crushed metal. That'd be great.
Yep. But, it just points out how stupid these people are because, number one, cops going on strike is illegal. Not only that, but calling for cops to go on strike is illegal. So
yes, it is. And also, it really makes the assumption that all police are anti-gun.
Which they're not.
Right.
Which they are not.
By an overwhelming
also,
number.
Also, it's another example of the left using organized crime tactics to get their way.
Well, that's
right. Same thing. It's the same thing with the union bosses going, hey, you know, you should give us three times the standard wage to do completely unskilled labor that anyone can do, but you can't fire us because we're union. And the business says, you know, we'll go out of business if that happens. And the union will say, you know, you'll go out of business too if none of us show up for work tomorrow. You know, that old, oh, you got a nice business here. It'd be a shame if no one was here to run these assembly lines. And the same thing goes with the, you know, I mean, the bottom line is, the crux of all of this is that we've had another mass shooting. The antis immediately see blood and immediately start dancing and going, oh boy, political capital. Let's quickly use these, you know, let's take pictures of people crying and clutching their loved ones and dead bodies being hauled out and say, we need more sensible gun control laws. And of course they're hauling out that stupid Lautenberg study, which is physically impossible to have done, because how did he poll NRA members if you can't get the nobody can get the member roster, not even other NRA members.
Right. Let's see.
How did he poll NRA members to figure out that NRA members are so in favor of gun control?
Well, they didn't. They just make it up.
No, they just made it up. And again, as I said, this is, you know, they're pushing a bluff when the person across the table of them has four aces in their hand.
Right,
it's one of those,
and
it's
they've got
yeah.
a 10 high.
I love the thing in Reason Magazine where the guy was like, you know, what is this call? How come every time something happens, the liberals call for a debate on gun control? It's like, we've had that debate,
right?
Yep.
We lost.
We've had that debate. We tried it. It doesn't work.
And what's
we're
even
done.
Better
how
is
many times do we have to go back and?
Well,
do
easy,
stupid shit.
Because you're actually talking about a debate where one side presents an argument. The other side presents a counter argument, and then the two of them make rebuttals about the faults of the other people's arguments.
Yeah, but even then,
are not talking about a debate. They're talking about they're demanding an unconditional surrender.
Well, but a debate is even stupid because we don't need a debate. We have data. You know, we have 60 years of gun control, and it's complete and total failure on all fronts. To do anything that they said would do, and then we have the opposite. We reversed the experiment and got rid of gun control in most places in the country. And oh my God, look at what happened!
Yeah,
crimes at an all time low.
Nothing.
We did the experiment is done. You know, the science is settled.
Ooh, excellent turn, Alan.
Well, and not only do we have, you know, data from this country, but also we have, you know, complete gun control, like in places like Great Britain, that serve as an example.
And Australia, where
Australia, you know, wow,
Australia,
yeah,
both of which are islands that should right. theoretically be much harder to get contraband into, and yet there's still shootings.
Yeah,
right. Actually, something just came out about Great Britain and guns. A news story about how gun crime was up. Oh God!
Yeah, it's like some crazy percent, like 80%
crazy,
or something.
Yeah, like 80-some percent in Great Britain. And the funniest thing, I have a friend who's pretty liberal, and I was talking to her one time. This is a while ago about guns and stuff, and. I said something about gun crime in Great Britain and England, and she said, but there's no guns in England. I said, really?
Good one.
I mean, my ultimate argument, I was actually talking to somebody who, I don't think I could describe him as liberal, but it was just someone who just had never really done much with the gun control debate, and just, we were just hanging out, and he just said, hey, you know, tell me about this. It doesn't, you know, I don't like the idea of people, you know, carrying guns around. That just doesn't seem safe. That doesn't seem good. And, you know, I mean, I got to say, I used to be anti-gun because the crux of the arguments, they do make sense.
Okay. Yeah. On a very superficial level, they do.
They make perfect sense. As we've got a large amount of murders that happen in this country. A lot of them happen with guns. If we got rid of the guns, we'd get rid of the murder. Yeah. You know, it makes sense on a very, very elementary level.
I was just going to say third grade. On a third grade level of thinking, absolutely. You read about these horrific shootings, and it's like, wow, if only they'd pay, if only that there was a law saying people couldn't get guns. And what they're really saying is, if only all guns were illegal. Or as you like to put weird, if only guns were as illegal as murder.
Yep, if guns were as illegal as murder, no one would be murdered with guns. Is their logical corollary. And that, of course, makes absolutely no sense.
It sounds great until you start to think about it for any length of time.
Yep. And then
you realize that there are hundreds of millions of guns in this country.
Hey, guess what?
We
have a caller.
No way.
Yeah. Way. It's area code 270. You're on the air.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
270.
Hey, hey.
This is Roadkill.
Hey.
Roadkill.
Awesome.
You're going to tell us how everybody should be stabbed to death instead of shot, aren't you? Because you like knives. Knifey.
Well, I have to say, it does add kind of a very nice visceral feeling to it. I mean, you lose it, shooting with a gun unless it's real close, because then you can kind of feel the shockwave bouncing back at you.
You like the hands-on approach.
Knife in them, and they look so shocked. It's like, but this isn't a gun. It's like, of course this is a knife.
I gotta say, I'm a very peaceful and nonviolent person. But if I ever wanted to murder somebody, I would not be using my guns. I would be using some of my knives.
I just use my car. Hello, it's Massachusetts. What are they gonna do? Oh, don't do that again, you bad person.
Yeah, you just murdered somebody with a car. We're gonna take away your license for 36 seconds.
Give you a hardship. In 35
seconds. Why are you taking away my license? Because we want to copy down the number and then we'll give it back to you.
Wait a minute. You murdered somebody with your car. Here, be a senator.
That was like a gag that I saw at a Mad magazine back during the assault weapons ban. It was super duper anti-gun and stupid. Had some, creepy looking guy in like camo and all of that. He was buying some poorly drawn assault rifle type thing. And the guy says, oh, yeah, I want that super duper whammy assault rifle. And he says, no problem. And he goes, is there a waiting period? He goes, absolutely, sir. I got to get the case open.
Yeah, see, that's the caricature, the gun control movement. That's how they would have us believe that it really works, that, you can just buy a gun and give it to anybody.
To be fair, the drawing looked like Jay, if you were your larger self,
it looked like Balder. Balder Odinson.
Oh God, no! Because the guy was over 8 inches tall.
Wow. Oh goodness. Oh yeah.
So Roadkill, what do you have to add?
Well, people just don't really think about how many different ways there are to die. And it's not necessarily just murder. It's also suicide, because they're always bringing up guns usually suicide.
Yeah,
but if you
that's
look
true.
At Japan, who has so many, they think they have more suicides than we have murders with guns.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have an incredibly stressful society.
Well, and they also have to be fair, most of the Western world has got is based off of Judeo-Christian culture, and therefore within that, suicide is a very strong taboo, an ultimate sin. And so there's absolutely no honor, there's no glory in suicide unless you're an emo, in which case let them kill themselves. I mean, people need to realize that some of those suicides are emos, and really, that's not something we should discourage.
Well, you know, there's a serious lack of Darwin these days.
I agree.
People are protected from the Darwin effect.
But to finish my point, though, in Japan, there is actually, they've got, seppuku, which is, honorable suicide.
It's the reverse.
If you fuck up really bad at your job, your boss comes in and sees you slumped over your desk with your gut spilled out over it. It's not the, oh my God, what did I do? It was the, oh, he really cared about my honor that much that he took himself out of the gene pool. So you know, further they've got you know a culture that's very stressful and very perfectionistic, or a very perfectionist culture. So there's that, and then couple with that where, you know, if suicide if done in a certain way, you're a hero. I mean, the same could be said about the extreme Islam people that do the suicide bombings, even though those people aren't counted as suicides in the general suicide numbers.
Yeah.
But similar idea, and of course, as Roadkill's pointing out, they really don't have guns. There's almost no guns in Japan, and so when they kill themselves, they get creative. They mix chemicals in their apartment and flood the whole apartment building with toxic gas. They throw themselves in front of bullet trains. They throw themselves off of buildings.
Yeah, and also there have been cases.
Have a blade of 5 inches long.
What was that?
They have to have special permission to have blades, edged blades, over a certain length.
That because of that reason?
Includes large knives. They've basically had the Gun and Sword Act has been in place since 1600s.
Ugh.
Ieyasu Tokugawa, who ended the feudal period of Japan, basically said, we got all these guns, we got all these swords, round them up, peasants don't get to have them, period. Merchants can have one, samurai can have the two. We get rid of the guns because they didn't want common peasantry to be able to challenge the military system.
Yep.
Therefore,
and
the samurai were perfectly happy with it because that means they had special class. They could kill anyone they basically wanted to. I mean, that person, that woman wouldn't have sex with you. You could take her head off. That guy didn't move out of the way fast enough. You could take his head off. And it is so ingrained with them, with this concept that, you know, there's either the criminals or the cops have weapons and arms, where over 100 people in Japan knew that this one teenage girl was being held against her will and being hurt, and none of them would turn them into the police or talk to anybody about it because they were afraid of his Yakuza connections. And she was eventually succumbed to torture and died. 100 people knew this. And in America, I mean, dude, I'd go over there myself and freaking kill the bastard. You know?
Yeah.
And they're just so afraid. And that is what will happen to us. That is what the anti-gunner end game kind of is you become a sheep. And your mentality is totally the sheep.
They want survival of the fittest. Plain and simple, you know, where might makes right. You know, look at last handful of dead goblin counts have been elderly people in their 70s. I had a story today of an 89-year-old woman who scared two younger males out of her house. Didn't fire a shot. She just showed them that she had a gun, and they beat feet.
That was like the quote at Rob's blog with the person saying if you're 70 years old, you have more of a risk of the criminal taking the gun away from you and beating you to death with it. And somebody chimed in and said, I happen to be over 70 years old, and if you try to take my gun away, you're going to live a very short and exciting life.
Yeah, that's my favorite. They'll take your gun away and use it against you. You know what? I got a whole bunch of stories where they took the bad guy's gun away and used it against him.
Actually, my dad actually dropped the line talking about what if the person just takes your gun away? And I stood up and I said, Dad, I'm carrying a gun right now. I'm not telling you where it is. Take it away from me.
And what if they had a really powerful magnet?
He just sat in his easy chair and realized, you know what? There are some bridges that are too far.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has outlawed powerful magnets, Jay.
I'm so excited. I have those pre-ban.
I know. I do too. I have some.
Pre-ban lucky ball.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Next thing you know, they're going after Buckminster Fullerenes.
Wait, those Buckyball magnets, those are illegal now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they're illegal. You can't say they told the company they couldn't sell them anymore.
They're like lawn darts.
Yeah.
Really?
Not illegal, but
yes.
Oh, I gotta tell my buddy that.
Because a couple of kids have like swallowed them and got holes in their guts or something. And
well, you know what? Parents shouldn't give their children toys that they're gonna, you know, don't put them in your mouth.
You know what? Parents also shouldn't give their kids loaded 45 caliber Glocks.
Yes, I agree.
I love that. There's a cop. It's in California, right? Cop in California.
Yeah.
Is suing Glock because his 3-year-old son, I believe, was this the guy that the kid was in the back seat of the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid was in the back seat of his truck, which happened to be where he had his loaded, unlocked,
highly
unsupervised 45 caliber Glock, and his 3-year-old son found it and started fiddling with it. And shot him in the spine, and now he's paralyzed.
Oh God!
So he's suing Glock, of course.
And he's suing Glock because they don't have a grip safety on
them. Why
isn't he suing Chevy for not having Kevlar inserts in their seats?
Right.
It makes about as much sense.
Why isn't he selling God for not making his spine bulletproof?
Roadkill's trying to talk. Y'all hush.
Wasn't there an incident where a 3-year-old girl got a hold of her father's Glock and ended up killing herself? You know, and, well, of course, by accident, you know, 3-year-olds aren't prone to suicide, not deliberately. And I think they sued Glock about the 3-pound trigger.
I hope they lost.
Do what?
I hope they lost the case.
I don't remember. It was one of those junk lawsuits. Supposedly, there was a law passed to stop them, though
yes.
None of the blue states have paid any attention to it.
Yeah, they keep allowing that stuff to happen.
Yeah, but that's the joy of judges is they think that they are the universe. They're not too far from Judge Dredd.
No, they're much too lazy. I can't see Roberts actually getting on the little cycle they had.
The motorcycle. I'm excited about the new one. It looks good.
I don't know. If it doesn't have Stallone in it. Oh, yeah, the door.
If it doesn't have Stallone in it, that makes it infinitely better.
Who is making that noise?
Yeah, it's not me. But without Stallone, it's not as campy. Because everything with Stallone is campy. I mean, even Rhinestone.
With the exception of First Blood, that movie was fucking awesome.
I kind of like Demolition Man. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was campy, but it was good.
Yeah. Well, Demolition Man had you know, Dennis Leary in it, so.
And it had, what's her name?
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
I fucking hate her.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think she's kind of hot.
I think she's
hot.
Actually, she was kind of hot back in the day.
Before she got all banged up.
I think she's a hack, and I think she's in a bunch of rotten movies. That's my opinion.
Oh, yeah, well, she's richer than you.
Yeah.
She's richer than you. That's right.
So's Michael Bloomberg, and he can suck my cock.
Money's just
waking. I like Practical Magic.
That was a good one.
You put the lime on the coconut.
Going, you know, to suggest to him, you know, that his personal security paid people go on strike, but I'm pretty sure they're not part of the union.
Yeah.
Bloomberg doesn't get his way, his personal security detail should go on strike.
I think
as should his driver.
And that call in number is 214-530-0036.
Wow, we've had enough of roadkill.
I'm going to let you go,
gentlemen.
But before I go, I have a friend who wants to say something about Australia.
Awesome. Is it Sean?
I think it's a sin against God that they ban so many guns in Australia. Have you seen the spiders there? You need a damn howitzer to kill the bastards, and they've got enough poison to melt a kangaroo in 10 seconds flat. I mean, I wouldn't feel safe going to the bathroom until I put at least 6 rounds of 4.5-4 Cosel down the toilet and then flamethrowed it. It's just wrong. It should be against the UN laws, against human rights or something. because those damn spiders, they're like a Nazi trying to take you to the gas chamber.
He knows my
tongue. They need armor piercing bullets, too, because they wear helmets on their butts. It's pretty horrible. And you know, they make Kevlar silk, right? The damn little bastards could just make their own Kevlar. That means you'd need something pretty high velocity to kill the fuckers. I'm going to think about this for a while. I'm going to make something for spiders.
That's a great point.
What was that? Yeah. My love?
Yeah. I suck them with the vacuum.
Yeah, but it doesn't kill them.
Yeah, it does. It tears them apart. It tears their legs off and shit. Yeah.
No, they just make it into the bag and
start
multiplying.
That's what they want you to think.
No.
That's what they want you to think.
When you do change the bag out, bring it out in the middle of the field and
set it on fire.
Blow it up from space.
No.
Nuke it from orbit.
They just stay in there and they get bigger until you go to change the bag and you suddenly realize, why is this bag so heavy? Why does it have 8 legs? Why is my arm melting when it's biting me?
Oh, jeez.
They call the big one bitey.
I had my first tick bite the other night. Yeah, so let's stop talking about bugs.
Are you another limey?
No! I better not be. I will be really mad.
Oh, do you have a bowl? So, do you have a bowl?
I need to take a dump.
No, we do have to talk about one thing.
Let's go get the flamethrower and the AR. So
one at a time, one at a time.
Maybe an infield two. A little 303 might be the right medicine for the big one. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, son.
Good Thanks
night,
for calling
good night.
In.
Give us a bastard.
Good night, Roadkill.
I'm very warm.
Yeah.
Did I mention that? I have a mojito.
Ah, ooh, very nice.
It's very nice.
You want Miguel to call in. Those.
I have a mojito, and I just watched an episode of Burn Notice.
Ooh, all right.
So,
is that good?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Burn Notice? Are you kidding? It's awesome.
I just haven't started. It's on my instant queue, but I haven't watched
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. It's really good.
When you watch it, you got to try to figure out where Fiona keeps her gun.
Where does Fiona carry her gun? Because
I
can't
say,
figure
which
it
one
out.
Of Stars turns into the Enterprise, but
I think she's a marsupial.
Is the magic hit her flesh wallet?
No, I think she's a marsupial. Personally,
we call that flesh wallet.
Actually,
that's enough.
Well, she keeps it in the prop room until they need it on set,
and they hand it to her on set. Yeah,
that's usually how it is.
Like Dirty Harry's Model 20.
That's why actors in cop shows never have to worry about their concealed carry stuff, because if you don't see the gun, they ain't carrying it.
If it's not germane to the plot, it's in another room.
That's right. But we got another call.
Yay!
Area code 305.
Alan! 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 Alan!
Good evening, you fucking cockroaches.
Who is this?
Oh, she doesn't love me anymore. I'm so hurt.
It's Miguel, of course.
Is it? Oh, hello.
Miguel.
Yes,
did you hear the castanets in the background?
I'm sorry. How are you?
You're sorry?
Miguel?
So am I. Hello?
She's been drinking mojitos, Miguel.
Oh, she's drinking mojitos? No kidding.
I've only had one mojito, for God's sake.
Lie to us, Brita. Tell us you've had 5. Just
Miguel, I refer to you around the house. I refer to you as my nemesis.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Oh.
Just so you know.
But why?
You know why. Anyway, how you doing, Miguel? Why are you calling in?
I was doing fine before just now.
I was nervous.
Oh, hell yeah.
Life insurance.
You know, it's like...
My nemesis.
You know, it's like...
Now he's looking over his shoulder.
I gotta take my insurance right now, dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's true.
Remember, with the M24 in Breida's hands, nowhere is safe.
Well, I'm good to, like, maybe 1,000 yards.
Yeah,
on a good day, nice. With good wind and stuff.
Yeah.
I cannot talk anymore. I'm crushed.
Wait till she gets her own crowbar satellite, then you're screwed.
All right, I've actually got a very, very serious question for Miguel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, wait.
That AK pattern that you've got on your blog, is that a Sentry build?
Yes, it is.
That explains why you were able to take it out and have it be out and in the open all day long without it committing murder.
Well, you know, you have a weapon, you know, assembled by drunk monkeys on methamphetamine and bath salts. Yeah, that happens. No, actually, well, you know, it came out real good. That came out real good.
I gave him my FAL because it was not working, and I said, can you fix it? He said, sure. Finally, he fixed it. He fixed it damn good. I said, it worked really well. What'd you do to fix it? He goes, oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I said, well, what was wrong with it? He goes, well, when Sentry built it, when they were done, they had parts left over.
Well, don't get me started on Sentry Arms, because no, you're kidding. Hey, going back to what you guys were talking about earlier about the anti-gunners doing their typical blood dance, I mean, these people are seriously stupid, you know, beginning with Mr. Bloomberg. And but the funny thing is, I've been keeping an eye, actually, you know, screwing around with a lot of them on Twitter. And the one that they don't get traction anymore, they're repeating the same crap they were saying on the 80s, the same crap they were saying in the 90s. And, you know, all of a sudden they find themselves, you know, with I would say new generation of pro-gun people, but people that are, you know, bring them the proof. You know, here are the statistics, here's the stuff, here's what happened. You know, we're at a 40-year low in violent crime, you know, the biggest amount of ownership ever. And they are just surprised that you can actually, you know, put a coherent sentence. Mm-hmm. Because, and one of the part of the mistake is they keep thinking that we are, you know, this dumb rednecks, you know, that we keep sleeping with our sisters. And we don't know how to talk. And they're getting reamed all over Twitter and Facebook and everywhere because, like you said, they come up with this third-grade talking point and they're getting their asses kicked. The funniest thing is the greatest defender, the biggest defenders in Twitter of U.S. gun control are Canadians and English people.
Yeah.
Because the local one, they're not saying squat.
You know, you talked about a little bit about how Bloomberg is so stupid, and a lot of liberals are stupid about guns because they don't know guns and they don't know the reality of guns because they, you know, I was very anti-gun, and it was because I was ignorant about guns. I will come out and admit that.
I'll admit the exact same thing. That's right? That's my case as well, and I would say that they're ignorant about guns. And they couldn't give a shit about guns.
Well, and it's also because I personally was afraid of guns. I was literally afraid. I didn't want anything to do with them. The first time I shot a gun, I cried. It was like all a very huge, scary thing. And so I didn't want to have anything to do with guns. And so I insulated myself from them because I was so afraid. And you know, people like Michael Bloomberg and Barack Obama, they don't know anything about guns because they have kind of, for, you know, their own reasons, insulated themselves from the gun culture or even shooting guns or whatever. Like, or this week, I think it was today, right, where Barack Obama came out and said that AK-47s are only for soldiers, blah, blah, blah. And my first reaction was I was surprised he didn't say Uzi because every freaking liberal says Uzi. Every news story says Uzi, and it's because that's the word they know.
Well, AK-47 was too. I mean, it was one of those jokes. Is actually when I bought my AK, which was a Century AK, which I had for 6 months and then sold. I actually called up my father, who does not give a fuck about guns, but just for the fact that I said, hey, Dad, guess what gun I just bought? And Dad did the standard thing that he always does whenever I say anything about guns. He always says an AK-47, and then throws a wry grin And I said, right. And he laughed his ass off because it was around back in the 90s when the assault weapons ban was coming around. I had no idea about the term AR-15. I never heard AR-15 until
it's an M16 until
college. But it was all AK-47, AK-40s. Everything was an AK-47. And the same thing goes for Obama. Is he's talking about and I think Romney too, but I can't remember exactly what he said in his dick stepping interview. But Obama's talking about the Aurora shooting, and then immediately starts talking about AK-47s.
Yeah.
And it's one of those.
Yep.
They aren't even the same gun. And you don't know that. You think that we're talking about the same thing. What's that AK-47 was it? It was an AR-15 AK-47. It's like Southerners and Coke.
It was one of those AR-47s.
It's second to none on the ignorance on Twitter. Every time somebody came out and said, you know, we need to ban assault weapons, the fastest way to shut them up was, will you please define what an assault weapon is?
Oh, yeah, they don't know.
Right. Well, it has the shoulder thing that goes up.
Not even that. I'm sorry about not even that. They were like freaks. Well, do you know what? You know, what is it? You know, and I don't want to do you anymore. You're blocked. Mm-hmm. And thinking is like, you know, we need more gun control. Please define what is gun control. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to do you. Your luck. Well, if you're going to do that kind of stupid shit in front of like hundreds of thousands of people, you're going to lose. Somebody said, it's like, I'm not arguing with you because I want to convince you. I want to convince whoever's sitting on the fence that you're an idiot and my side is right. And they keep doing that stuff. I had one just now before I got into the show. It's a Chinese-Canadian, okay? And the guy is, I mean, totally, absolutely against guns. And, you know, but at the same time, he hates the Chinese government. And I asked him the question, well, you know, how come you want to disarm me and, you know, have a government control over me the way the Chinese government is controlling the people you're supposed to defend? I said, don't you see that as, you know, a little bit contradictory? Yeah. No, it's not. It's the same. No, it's pretty much the same. You know, you got a central control, heavy government. You know, that anybody, any little town, you know, goes on a rampage because they are starving to fucking death. They send the army and they kill everybody because they don't have the weapons to defend themselves. That's what you want for us. One, two. What the hell is a Chinese Canadian doing talking about crap about American laws? Get back to your country. Shut the fuck up.
He must have ran out of moose head.
Huh? Yeah. But it was downright pitiful. I even had one expatriate American living in France. That was around noon. I mean, just giving all kinds of crap about stuff. It's like, you know, you say, you know, that more guns equal more crimes. You say, yeah, of course. You know, I'm a teacher. I know what I'm talking about. It's okay. Do we agree that, you know, we have more liberal laws than ever in the United States where people have more guns? Yes. But do you know that violent crimes are a 40-year low? Oh, no, that cannot be. What do you mean you cannot be? No, that cannot be. I'm a teacher. I need to see proof. FBI didn't start my report, et cetera, et cetera. No. All of that, that's all. That's a hall of mirrors, expression. Okay, you want data, or you want data that, you know, covers and protects your side of what you feel? Because that's different shit. I don't like you. You're blocked. Okay, there we go. But like I said, that's the kind of mentality. They keep thinking we are a bunch of idiots. Yeah, I love it when they call me a redneck. I swear to God, I love it. It's like, okay, look, dude, look at my name. You know, if you're talking, you know.
Look at my name.
I mean, come on, and it's like, How many regulars do you know that call Joe Bob Miguel, for the love of Christ, okay? You know, you can't be that stupid. But that is great because you make them display their true colors. They are a bunch of idiots. And the people that may know little or nothing about it, they start looking and say, oh, this guy showed me this data from the FBI and this data from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and this thing here, and even I put an article from the New York Times. It was beautiful. It's like, crime at a 40-year low. Experts baffle. There you go.
Shocker.
I get all that stuff, too. I get people like, you know, suddenly I'll be somewhere and I'll be, you know, like in a chat room and someone will be mentioned something. We'll be talking about guns. Someone will immediately go, weird, are you from the South?
Oh, yeah.
No. Do you live on a farm? No. I'm like, actually, I'm from the Northeast and I live in the city and I'm a scientist when I'm not shooting stuff. And I'm a scientist when I'm shooting stuff, really.
Duh. We shot one of your kill boxes once.
We did shoot a euthanasia chamber. It blew up real good. I thought there was going to be a lot of pickup, but the pieces got awful small.
You know, I know that Alan doesn't want to talk about it, but about the Colorado shooting. But when you start talking about ignorance about guns... I don't know. I was thinking about a story I read today where, you know, people were giving a kind of a witness statement about the shooting in the movie theater. And people, even after the guy started shooting, people didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And people thought it was a prank or they thought it was some sort of promotional thing for the movie because the guy was dressed all and he had his gas mask on and everything. But the ignorance, I think a lot of people's ignorance about not just guns, but about like when things are out of the ordinary, when shit is starting to happen and you just kind of assume that everything is benign and everything's okay and, oh, it must be a joke. If you just... straight out of the gate, assume that things, you know, assume the best of things. I don't know. It can get you killed, you know.
Yeah. And meanwhile, just to...
The guy was firing on people in the theater and people, because they had no idea about guns and about whatever, thought it was still a prank. I mean, he was shooting people and it took people that long to realize, hey... there's a problem here.
And then most of them just laid on the floor.
Yeah, well, at that point it was too late, I think. You know, you get up and you run and you're a target.
Yeah, but he can only shoot one person at a time.
Yeah, and you're a moving target. And this guy couldn't, I mean, the one good thing about this shooting was he was so horribly inept.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. But also because he was using buckshot.
He was using light buckshot.
Yeah, I bet he was using birdshot.
Yeah,
using birdshot, it was steel.
I saw a picture of one of the people that got shot, and she had little holes on her. And if that was buckshot, she wouldn't be alive.
Yeah,
hit like 15 picture. Times, and it looked like somebody I've seen before that got hit with birdshot from a distance. I mean,
like the lawyer that Dick Cheney shot, though.
No, well, I mean, there's birdshot.
I just like mentioning that Dick Cheney shot a lawyer. Sorry.
Well, that's who you kill first, right?
They were in season. What are you gonna do?
That's right.
He had the right tags.
Yeah.
Berman is always in season.
That's right. Ooh. Nice one.
But
regardless, this guy, this is a guy, you know, it's one of those situations where it's like, well, thank goodness he was inept because, in the first place, if he wanted to kill, you know, well, I won't get into the whole, we won't do the whole, you know, what's the best way to kill a whole bunch of people because, you know, anybody with half a brain can stop and think for a few minutes.
Let's just put it this way, he was building napalm in his apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough said. As Joe Huffman said, I won't go as deep as Joe for the exact same reason as you, Alan. But Joe said he was really, really glad that guns are so glorified by ignorant people in this culture.
Because that's a good point. Slides. Yeah.
And it's the same idea with the Fort Hood shooting. People lived because Nadal Hassan bought the anti-gun bullshit. And bought himself an FN 57.
Yep.
Which is the round itself is lackluster at best.
22 Magnum.
Coming out of a carbine, coming out of a pistol. It's really nothing spectacular.
That's why just about everyone he shot lived.
Yeah, and so the rounds were going really, really fast. They are really, really tiny, and so there was just a whole bunch of pass-through rounds.
Actually, I wanted to talk about him.
And there was a
That thing is like, what, under a 25 caliber?
Yeah.
Man, I don't care. I mean, it's like, unless you're going a Magnum speech, but still, it's a little needle you're shooting. If you're going to do anything, it's going to go through you. At least on the even on the armor-piercing versions that are not available to the public, it's not going to do a whole lot of damage. I mean, it may take a week to kill you, but you know, by then, it's too late.
Yeah, he killed.
As everybody knows, I am an absolute size queen when it comes to defensive rounds.
He killed.
I want the heaviest goddamn bullet I could stuff in that cartridge to be coming out of the barrel as fast as I can push it, and. It's my little bit of propaganda is that if small, light, fast killed people, we'd all be walking around with gamma sources in our pocket, and
well, that would kill you.
We wouldn't be looking both ways when we cross the street because those cars are only going about 200 feet per second.
Hassan killed 12 people and wounded 32. So
and a lot of the people he wounded had no fucking clue about it.
No, they didn't. It was like, oops,
what the fuck was that? For like a bee sting.
And actually, that's another good argument toward the fact that he made that the buckshot claim. I mean, there's one good point that we could talk about with this fucking thing is that everything is fucking wrong. He was using an AK-47. I've heard conflicting reports to say that whether or not he actually was wearing body armor.
I thought he was using an AR.
He had a tactical vest. He had an AR.
Yeah, but all the reports said that he was using an AK-47. So much the president is talking about him.
Yeah, but he had an AR and one of those idiotic high cap 100 round drone.
Yeah,
things,
I'm not surprised.
Which is like, you know. Everybody knows those things jam. Yeah. I mean, that's what they do, right? You know,
yeah,
it's not reliable.
I'm actually wondering if he was Cho at Virginia Tech was an extremely inept shooter, but he at least went to a gun club and actually had shot his guns. I'm wondering if this guy ever even shot his guns because
I don't think so. He applied for a local
shooting range and just never ended up returning the calls and his answers.
They thought he was nuts and wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, good instincts there.
Well, I mean, it's also one of those things of I think that's something that's getting played up a little too much as well because it's one of those things of the someone talked about like he tried to rent an apartment for him and the woman was going to call him back to just get an interview and talk to him before renting him the apartment and he just never answered his phone. So I mean, it's who knows how much of it is this guy's crazy versus, well, I guess he doesn't fucking want the apartment.
Well, the problem is there's lots of crazy people out there.
Yeah.
There's lots of crazy people out there.
Yeah, and, they all like, come
and,
the library.
And like, they don't. Yeah, but they don't all go off and kill people.
Or if they go off to go kill people, they're so fucking crazy. Like the guy in Biddeford, Maine. This guy was driving 110 miles an hour down the highway with his emergency flashes on, with an AR he had converted to full auto illegally in the back seat. And it's one of those things of the and when the cops pulled him over, they said, "Where are you going? What are you in a hurry for?" And he says, "I'm going to go kill my boss."
Well, yeah, but my point is that you know there's lots of crazy people, and they don't all kill somebody. So when a crazy person does kill someone, everybody points to him and goes, "Look, this guy was crazy, and everybody knew he was crazy. How come nobody did anything?" Well, because if we did everything, every time somebody acted crazy, half the people in the country would be locked up somewhere.
I was going to say it would look like I Am Legend in the street.
Yeah,
tumbleweeds.
Are
you a librarian too? I was all worried about our local crazy person today. I was a little nervous about him today.
Which one?
No, Brenda would be on the samples, but that's different.
You gotta be more specific.
Still in this case, there's a lot that we don't know yet. Because, you know, we've been depending on the media. Yeah.
Which is notoriously wrong.
It's not happened. The same thing that happened with the Cinnamon case. Okay, everybody had this guy, you know, hung by the testicles, ready to be, you know, beheaded until, you know, the evidence starts to come out. And everybody says, like, wait a minute. Wait a freaking minute. Well, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more documents that get released, the more you say, okay, maybe the guy that Cinnamon was kind of a mullen, but that is not an excuse to get nailed on the second degree murder charge.
Right.
And pretty much about the same thing. And let's face it, these are crazy people. Thank God we haven't met yet a smart, crazy son of a bitch. When they said, you know, the apartment is full of high-tech explosives, high explosives and whatnot, it's like, the guy, his rifle jammed, and all of a sudden he's going to have high explosives, and where the fuck he got him? He's going to cook him? He's not a chemist? And it turns out to be gasoline and chemicals, you know, to make fumes. So it's like, you know, we still got to wait on that one a little bit, you know, make it, you know, make sure. I keep hearing conflict information between the vest and the. He was like, what, from top to bottom in dress and in armor. Kevlar, he said, no, it's not just a vest. Same crap.
Yeah. So, cheap.
At the end of the day, we're gonna be.
I guess they charged a lot for it, but it wasn't bulletproof.
No.
Wasn't even close.
No. If it's painted black, it's black in color, it's bulletproof. Trust me, I saw a picture of the commander at Food Court Team 6 told me that.
I saw a picture of somebody who was supposed to be the best on the ground, the FBI said that. I look at it and said, that is a damn thing. What is the thing? Level 2 on you know, on a diet? It looked more like padding than Kevlar.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. But like I said, in this sense, the media has made such a bowl of shit of everything. You know, it's going to take a while. And we got to find out this morning, thank God, was a morning. It got, you know, it had certain things right, which made him. I'm still trying to figure out the answers. How the hell do you get in through an exit door to an emergency door? Because that's the one, the guy said he kicked in through the exit door. It's like, well, that doesn't work that way. Those doors open towards the outside.
Yes.
So, did he have a conflict, or did he get in?
I've been thinking about these emergency doors, the emergency door issue with the shooting. If you go out the emergency door, does an alarm sound?
Supposed to, but in a lot of buildings that's been turned off because
a lot of theaters,
people,
they're not emergency doors though, right. They're just a second exit. I mean,
it's just an exit, right?
Yeah.
So earlier and block the door enough so he could open it from the outside.
He's a cardboard.
Plus, in a lot of buildings, even not, you know, theaters and other buildings, because people like to go outside and smoke, a lot of times you'll find these even like so-called emergency exits that should be alarmed. They've like turned the alarm off and blocked the door open.
It's like the theft prevention alarms at stores. I mean, everyone fucking walks through those goddamn things and the thing goes, and you immediately, you know, freeze and look around and the person looks at you like, why are you stopping?
Keep going.
The emergency door issue about the shooting does not even concern me because I figure that he was there earlier, you know, blocked the door with a piece of cardboard, and he just, you know, came back later.
Sure.
Or like everything else the media reported, they got it wrong. They got the guns he was using. They got, you know, I mean, whether or not he was using armor, that appears to be wrong. The amount of ammunition he had with him, the guns he was using.
Oh, yeah, 6,000 rounds.
The type of loads he was using for the guns. People keep talking about these canisters being tear gas. I bet you they were just marker smoke, which I've set off some marker smoke back in my Marine safety training days, you know, for disasters at sea. I've set off those things, and you get a snoot full of that yellow dye smoke from a marine smoke pot, and yeah, it's not a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you went through training, right? You went through the pushing the little cabin with the and they drop the crystals and the smoke comes out, and you start crying and choking like a baby. Right?
I did that.
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
No, yeah. they do that still.
That's actually true. Yeah, you didn't see the people. They have all those videos of the people coming out of the theater. You know, that black gentleman walking out with the wound in his shoulder.
Yeah,
and nobody's choking, nobody's coughing.
He's not oozing snot and shit out of his nose.
Because that's what happens.
Like all my friends who've been through basic training, where they give them the video of them coming out of the tear gas tent, yep. And they just look like.
I didn't go through basic training. I didn't go 20 minutes of training. But let's say that in Venezuela, I kind of enjoy the CS and CN gas, and choking. Snotting, crying, eyes red. Your face is all congested.
And you don't get over that easy either. It takes a while.
It takes a while. I mean, but it doesn't make you. And that's the other thing. It doesn't make you. It doesn't incapacitate you. I mean, it irritates the crap out of you. But if it wouldn't incapacitate you, you know, all the Occupy Wall Street parties, you know, they'd be you know lying on the ground dead. But like I said, there's a lot of misinformation still in this crap, and we're gonna find out that you know, basically at the end when we get the information, if we're gonna find out that maybe one or two patients had a gun, shit would have been different because it was
even,
a solvable scenario.
100% right, and he had an AR-15, and he was shooting .223 up and down the rows.
But
and
he,
all of that.
He
and
didn't.
And go with my carry load. I've got, I carry 45 ACP hollow points, which are lousy, lousy best breakers. I mean, it's the bullet's going slow, and it's going to mushroom as soon as it starts hitting things. That is not going to go through a vest. A bulletproof vest is a bulletproof vest against my 45 loads. But guess what? I pop into your chest. And you're gonna know that's gonna happen. And if you're all vested up, that's because you're concerned about catching some lead. And you start feeling that you're catching some lead. That's gonna get inside your OODA loop.
Yeah, that brings up a whole point that kind of pissed me off about the liberals on this. And by the way, our calling number is 214-530-0036. You know, they trot out this whole, well, even if you had a gun there.
Right.
It would have been ineffectual because it was dark. You can't see, you know, there's, you know, smoke everywhere, blah, 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 blah. And if you shoot, so, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's like, hello, you know, have you ever heard of suppressive fire? You know, I guarantee you, if somebody's shooting at you, if shooting back at you, you're not going to be standing up.
Yeah.
Shooting the you're going to be, you know, he would have been ducking for cover too. And when you're ducking for cover, you ain't shooting people.
One thing, and number two, he was wearing a helmet. I don't know if it's a Kevlar helmet or not, but trust me, you know, you start putting a couple of rounds on the helmet.
Yeah,
you're gonna ring his bell.
Exactly. Yeah, the helmet may or may not stop the bullet from going in. It will not stop the kinetic impact from shaking your brain.
That's true.
That's the whole thing with the bulletproof vest. Even if it does stop the .45,
it's gonna
still
hurt
like
a son of a bitch.
In the chest with a hammer.
Right.
Well, here's the fact of the matter. This shooter apparently based his entire life on comic books and movies. And his knowledge of guns came from comic books and movies. So,
well, we'll see. The media has told us that he's interested in comic books and movies. It's one of those. Everybody of his age group is into comic books and movies. So,
well,
so
and that's a good
that's
point.
A fair assessment.
That's a,
but I just
that's
I just
a good
want to
point,
say that.
Though. You know, if a whole generation is getting their information about guns and about you know gun fights from the movies and from comic books,
it's really wrong.
Really wrong, and you get guys who. You know, wear a helmet thinking it's going to stop a bullet and it's just going to ricochet off and nothing will happen.
Yeah.
But, right? So, you know, you shoot like, let's say somebody was shooting back at this guy and hit him in the head. Boy, oh boy, wow, he'd be surprised, don't you think?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he'd shit his pants.
Right.
Okay, guys, one other guy. Let me get off so somebody else can call.
Okay.
You have a good night. And Brita, I love you, honey.
I love you too,
Okay, come on. One more time for all time's sake. Say hello to my little friend.
He's not going
to say hello to my little friend, you fucking cockroaches.
My night is complete. Alan, I want a ringtone.
Bye, Miguel.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, Miguel.
Thanks, Miguel.
All right.
Such a good sport.
What a radio voice, too.
I want a ringtone that says, you fucking cockroaches.
I will pull that out and make it available.
And assign it to Miguel's number.
What is that? An hour and 15 minutes? I'm making it do that.
Point the exact time.
All right.
Because you don't want to have to listen to the whole damn thing again.
No.
No. It
would be torture.
I think for Miguel
still listening. I wanted to make it a point the next time he called into the Squirrel Port to personally thank him. Miguel is the one that made the soup Nazi image on my blog that I use for the Gundam files. That says no candle for you.
No candle for you.
But yeah, that's an absolutely good point. It's just like Masa Yub was talking about, like that a guy, he recounts a story of an officer who who got in a gunfight with a suspect, and the suspect just had a little .22 pocket pistol.
Wow.
And the guy shot the officer in the vest, and of course the .22 it stopped it quite easily.
Right.
But the officer got hit. Felt that he got hit, and he went down and stayed down because he'd been shot, and it just went to his mind that
right. Yep. I've got shot.
I'm shot. I'm going to die.
God, I'm going to die.
Yeah, and that's
but the bullet never hit him.
And that's actually the same reason why we're talking about the soldiers and the same thing with police officers. They all hit him with pepper spray and tear gas and all that stuff. And the exact reason why is because this shit sucks. It sucks to get a snoot full of pepper spray. It is awful. I mean, I've heard people say that who'd been hit with tasers and hit with pepper spray in law enforcement training, and they've said when I got hit with the taser, I went down, and there was nothing I could do about it. I was completely taken out of commission.
And, I like the guys who wet their pants. That's funny.
But they say I'll take a million taser hits before I take a snoot full of pepper spray.
Really?
But, yeah. Huh. They say that the pain and the fact that it just doesn't go away.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. It doesn't stop. It's
a very lingering experience. Yeah,
the only way you're getting rid of the pepper spray or CS gas or anything, any of those things like that, is you got to wash it off. It's designed to not go away.
And they'll point out the fact that, oh no, I get hit. I mean, there's all sorts of great videos on YouTube. You just need to search about it. Is law enforcement officers where they just let someone fucking empty a can of OC spray on their face with the orange dye, so their face is dripping with this orange dye stuff, and they look like shit. And then they have them shoot their guns at targets, run laps, handcuff people, do all sorts of crazy stuff, and they can do it. They fucking hate doing it, but they can do it. And that's the whole purpose of that you feel this, you feel it's awful, and we're telling you right now to your face just before we spray it, we're not going to hurt you. We're not going to kill you. It's going to feel like you're dying, but you are not dying. This too shall pass. And they do that because if an officer didn't have that, if a criminal sprays them with a blast of pepper spray, and there was actually in the late 90s, there was a huge rash of robberies where the robber would walk up to the cashier at the store and just immediately just come right out of the blue and hose him down with OC spray, and the guy would just go down in the fetal position, and the guy would get up and you know he'd wait for the guy to open the register first, hose him down with OC spray, the guy would go down, and the guy would take his time emptying the register and walking out. And And it's that surprise that gets you. And yeah. It's the same ideas. Yeah. These people that are, you know, even if someone is head to toe in type 3 body armor, I guarantee that these dipshits haven't been playing around in a sandpit getting shot with it so that they know what it feels like to take right. a round in it. So if you start returning fire, number one, that's getting in just the fact that they're hearing gunshots that aren't coming out of their gun is getting inside their OODA loop. And then two, the fact that they're feeling rounds contact their body, they're not gonna know what's gonna go on with that. It's worth the risk.
Oh, and 20, we have a call.
762x25. Excellent. That'll go right through a vest.
Area code 903. You're on the air.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
No, yeah, that didn't work.
Wow. That's cold, man.
Is it cool in here?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this Jason?
It's Jason Kerr again.
Of course it is. I can tell by the accent.
Exactly.
Another great radio voice.
All you rednecks sound the same.
Now, I'm not a redneck. I would actually be closer to a hillbilly, but or since I live close to Louisiana, a coonass. So
Kelly's told us the difference between hillbillies and rednecks. You know what the difference is, don't you?
No.
They both have sex with the livestock, but the hillbillies get attached.
Oh.
The hillbillies get emotionally attached. Sorry.
No, the hillbillies are smart enough to stand under the tree instead of letting themselves get sunburned. We let the rednecks do all the work.
Oh, nice.
That sounds like one of those racist code words.
I hate Mondays.
Yeah.
Well, before I actually do offend everybody, y'all were talking about getting sprayed with OC and tear gas and all.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had to go through that training.
And? Tell us a story.
Okay. One of my many jobs with the state of Texas. I used to work for the Texas Youth Commission, which is our juvenile prison system. And part of the training you have to have when you work there, even if you are a lowly caseworker, is that you have to get sprayed with the same OC pepper spray that they use on the inmates, or they actually call them clients or residents.
Clients.
Yeah, I'm sure they were glad to be there. But in our training, we had to get sprayed with it and then go over and actually handcuff somebody. And I've seen a lot of people get sprayed with it, and I was really expecting it to floor me. But when I got hit with it, I went over, I handcuffed our volunteer. And actually, I did not start feeling the effects of it until I started having to wash it off.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like water activated. Oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
You start moving it around.
Yeah.
Well, it's like
when you put water on it, yeah. That's when it actually started getting in your eye.
Well, think of the corollary. If you've ever eaten something that was really spicy hot in your mouth, and then mm-hmm. you drink some water or something.
Yeah. You don't drink water. You're supposed to drink milk.
Well, yeah, but the, you know, it just kind of spreads it around and makes it worse.
Right.
Unless it's really nice ice water, that tends to help because it's definitely nice ice water.
I always gargle with a little bit of, you know, Bacardi 151.
You know, if you get sprayed with pepper spray, you know, douse yourself with a gallon of milk or something. I don't know.
Actually, beer works even better.
Beer.
Then you won't care.
Yeah.
I use black tar heroin. It doesn't change the effects very much, but I find that after I let the tourniquet go, I don't give a shit.
Boy.
Oh, weird. I thought you did cocaine.
Cocaine!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Nobody ever wants to see Weird on cocaine, including Weird.
That would scare me.
I would start to vibrate.
Like a hummingbird. I think you'd actually take flight.
That's Christina's dogs.
No. Now, I've never done cocaine, but a pot of coffee and a half a dozen caffeine pills will pretty well replicate what that's supposed to be like. That part I do know.
Been there, done that. That ain't shit.
I used to double brew coffee. That's where you make a pot, then you put in fresh grounds, and you run the coffee back through. I love that. Oh, right. That was fun.
Oh, I never could afford that. I just run it back through the same old grounds.
Yeah.
You do that about three times, you will actually outrun light.
I used to take my friend's water skiing with a canoe. All right.
Now I still do recommend pepper spray to people, but I'll tell you, if you spray it, you have to be ready to run or be ready to fight, because the pepper spray alone is not going to stop anybody.
Nope.
Yeah, I get in arguments frequently. I recommend pepper spray only to only to people who just are completely adverse to anything more effective.
Yeah.
My number one recommendation and or gift to somebody who has some concerns about self-defense is a K-bar TDI. I think that's one of the more easy to use and legally ignored items out there. But with
that
pepper spray,
my
general philosophy is pepper spray covers a whole bunch of situations that cops might get themselves into, but I'm not. And my general philosophy is that I am walking, not running, walking away from a situation, or I'm shooting my gun. Because if I can't walk away calmly from the situation, it's fucking on. And at that point in time, pepper spray's is pissing into the wind. It's hoping for dumb fucking luck.
No, very true. And I will agree. The TDI, that's my everyday carry knife. It is probably the best small fixed blade knife ever made.
I love
but
that knife.
I have one
of those.
That's my going to the post office knife.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the library.
The other problem with pepper spray is it like any non-lethal weapon is in the wrong hands of the wrong prosecutor, it becomes assault instead of self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so you essentially need to have all the scenarios for deadly force. Anyway, right.
Yeah,
before you,
the point is you don't have. See, it's very easy to say deadly force when you've pulled out your gun and shot somebody and they're lying there dead. You know, it's like the argument of why you don't use a warning shot. Well, because if a warning shot was good enough, then obviously it wasn't a deadly force situation. You know, and if you pepper spray somebody, then it can be turned around and said, you use pepper spray. It wasn't a deadly force situation.
Exactly. Pepper spray is for cops.
Right.
It is a tool they have that is better than a hickory shampoo. And that's the thing to remember. The alternative was, I have several of them that I inherited from my grandfather. The long wood nightsticks.
Yep.
They're heavy. They hurt like a motherfucker. And I'll tell you something, you will take a hit from a taser or a blast of pepper spray 1,000 times before you want one of these to the side of your knee, inside of your elbow, or the side of your head. Because that's where you hit the joints. Because they're the weakest part and they hurt the most.
And leave you crippled.
Jay, the one thing I wish I could carry in Texas that is specifically not allowed is just a good old-fashioned leather sap.
Yep.
Because you can take those, use them on the joints, use them on the soft side.
Yeah, but you pull that out,
less people have died from the sap than they have from the taser. We can be honest on that. It's the people who misuse the sap, try to hit people on the head, that's what killed them.
Yep.
Yeah, I love my sap. I think it's an absolute fucking shame that I can't carry this thing.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But, and then again, I like my tactical pen. Just because in 99.9% of applications, nobody has any clue. But it's all metal, and if you have to, you can jam that into all kinds of nasty places. People don't want steel objects jammed.
In 99.9% of all applications, you're filling them out.
See, that's one reason I love Rubers.
It has another use. That's the whole thing. It's great. What is that? You're like, it's a pen. You got a problem with pens?
Yes.
This is my leather bug swatter. the steel shank just helps the momentum carry.
It's centripetal force. Look.
Dead air.
Dead air. Drink.
Drink.
Have another mojito, Brita.
No.
No.
My mojito maker has gone to bed.
Oh man.
That's a shame.
Call a strike.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Call a strike.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jason. We got another caller.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling, Jason.
And we have MDev.
Yay!
Why, hello.
MDev, have you actually been listening to the show tonight?
You know what? I called in right at 6 o'clock, sat on hold for 9 minutes and 30 seconds, and nobody clicked over to me, so then I had to go eat dinner.
Wow.
And so that's a no.
I left when you were still talking about Band Geeks versus Fire Geeks.
Yeah, okay. you gotta have more patience than that.
And then I came in about 15 minutes ago and, heard the most recent.
You're saying that eating is more important than the squirrel report.
I'm saying dinner with my wife is more important.
You can't bring a device into your dinner table to play the squirrel report live for everyone to listen to while they're eating?
No, we have a phone stack rule at the dinner table.
The squirrel report promotes weight loss.
It's a weight loss program.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait until we get video squirrel. Then it'll definitely be a weight loss program.
So I wanted to add one quick thing on the pepper spray thing, just because I've been pepper sprayed multiple times for work. And the scariest thing for me about pepper spray is how inconsistent it is. I mean, I've seen guys that are, like, out of work for a day and a half because it just fucks them up. And I've seen guys who are, like, hit me again. So... That's the scary part for me.
Kind of crowdsource a little bit of. If anybody knows if this is true or not, or if it's just an urban legend, though, I said it to a mutual friend of Jay and mine. I heard that the Texas Border Patrol, or the Texas group on the Texas border, has stopped issuing pepper spray to their officers because. Most of the people they encounter are good old boy Texans and Hispanic, and all of them they eat chilies for breakfast, and so hosing them down with pepper spray is just refreshing. And I said it to Derek from Northeast Shooters.
Incapacitating.
I mentioned this story to Derek, and Derek said, "You know, when I went through boot camp, it was all the Hispanic guys." We all weren't looking all too bad when they came out of the pepper spray tent. So
yeah,
I don't know how true that is.
I don't know anything about that specific
case. It's the same burning situation,
but that would not surprise me at all.
And certainly as an avid chili eater, I have done the foolish mistake of chopping up chilies for something to eat and then going to pick a booger out of your eye.
I have never
gotten the pepper down the pee hole. My sister-in-law did, and
what?
She was chopping up chilies for dinner,
oh,
and then had to go to the bathroom, went and peed, and then went and wiped. And
oh no!
Got a little hand to noonie contact, and
oh my god!
She ended up pouring milk all over a business.
Wow.
No,
and then
that's
she found her new best friend, the cat.
Oh, jeez.
Eventually, that's going to sink in, and Alan's going to laugh.
No, I'm
not. So the only other thing that I kind of wanted to add in relation to, you know, the Aurora thing is, and I think there's still some debate about how much of his body armor was legit and how much was costumey, you know, BS. Because I've definitely heard a lot of reports that the arms and legs stuff was all just plastic costumey stuff. But if you've ever seen any of the, you know, the after the shoot pictures of guys that get hit with even center fire pistol rounds, like in a 3A vest, they have huge ass welts and bruises and sometimes cracked ribs. And you know what? If the guy had a vest on and every time I pull the trigger, I'm just cracking a rib, I'll take that.
It, you know what I mean? Growing up on a ball and hoping he doesn't see you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the okay, great, my rounds aren't penetrating, but the vest is getting weaker every time I hit it. And, you know, the first one puts a big welt on him, and maybe the second one cracks a rib. And how many is it going to take before this idiot decides that that exit door is a smart idea?
Yeah, and every time you hit him, he's not shooting someone else.
Exactly. And, you know, but, you know, the scariest thing to me, because I don't know, maybe I just think about these things the wrong way, is I think that with the timing of this and with, you know, like you guys were talking about earlier in the show, with Mitt Romney not exactly being our bastion of, you know, Second Amendment rights, I really fear that the left might get, well, I don't know, halfway smart and present an assault weapons ban, but say, like, oh, we're going to say it's 25 rounds instead of 10, you know, so your standard Glock is still fine and stuff like that. But we got to remember, there's a lot of, what do you call them, FUDs or whatever in our movement that are like, don't touch my duck shotgun, you're fine.
I'm more scared they're going to go after online ammo sales. I'm gonna
put the kibosh on this, is that the bottom line is that last weekend and this weekend and probably every day this week, the gun shops in Colorado have been flooded. I think I read that Colorado has had more NICS checks in the last week than they have had all year. They essentially doubled their NICS checks inside of a week.
Would not surprise me in the least.
People are going.
I don't even live in Colorado, and I bet you I can't find an. I bet you I can't find an AR at the local Cabela's.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that right now, all of the things that the antis are proposing, the gun shops are filled with people who either own things that they want to ban, be it, you know, magazines that hold more than 10 rounds or so-called assault weapons, or do or are planning on doing things that they're planning on banning, such as selling a gun to a family or a friend without having to pay a dealer for the privilege of doing that, or buying some ammo online.
And you know what?
It's just not going to fly.
The thing is, even for somebody who's totally broke, you could go out and order a fine York Arms receiver for $150 and about 10 D-mags, and you've got everything that would be banned because you can get the rest of the parts easy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And then
what is Lowe's charging right now for a receiver? It's like $175.
I buy my ammo online because I'm fucking cheap. You know, it's the same reason why I shop at BJ's is, you know, if I'm gonna need toilet paper, I might as well buy a 50 pack of toilet paper. If I'm saving, you know, 10-20 cents per roll, it's the same thing with when I go for online ammo sales. I don't look at the price per box of 50 or per box of 20. Fuck that noise. That's not a worthwhile metric. I look at the, you know, price per box of 500 or box of 1,000.
Yeah,
and because you could just, it's one of those things of the. fuck it. It's not because I'm saving up for the end of the world. It's not because I'm worried about zombies. It's because
it's
I buy 10,000 rounds now. All I have to do is go shoot. I don't need to worry about, you know, is the gun shop open when I want to go to the range so I can swing by and pick up a couple of boxes of ammo. You know, fuck all that noise. Or, I suddenly got some spare time and I want to go spend some time reloading. Well, there, I've got all I need right now.
Yeah. Well, not only that, then you're getting 10,000 rounds of what you want rather than a box or a case at a time of what, you know, your local shop has in stock.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling in, MDev.
That was my thing, is like my carry ammo. I like, you know, a specific make, model, brand of the carry ammo, and it's not something that my shop always has. So I ordered 10 boxes, you know.
We got another caller, MDev. I got to let you go.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks. Bye. And we got area code 336. Hello, 336.
What's happening? This is Dr. Michael, or Michael W., also known.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Wow.
Hey, how y'all?
Doing all right.
Good.
Fine as frog hair.
Good.
So I've always wanted to
y'all
say
were
that.
Y'all were talking about pepper spray earlier. I was an instructor for that stuff for a while. Back in
really?
My previous career. Yeah. People don't get the Latino population, even though they might take a lot of chili pepper in, they don't get immune to that stuff, because what it does is when you spray it on somebody, it not only affects their eyes, it also affects their respiration, you know, they breathe it in, stuff like that.
Right.
And also burns the skin, so there's no way you could get immune to that unless you just rub your face in chili peppers for about 5 weeks straight.
So you, even the guys who are eating mama's hot chili for breakfast, they still hurt.
Well, they're not rubbing it in their eyes, and you know.
Yeah, exactly. They're not breathing it in. They're not doing anything like that.
What about the S&M people?
You're in trouble then.
Again? What else is new?
You know, I actually was talking with someone about pepper spray this week, and this gentleman had a female, younger female friend that he was concerned for her, and he was suggesting that she carry a pepper spray on her. And I told him, I said, well, you know, something is better than nothing, and at least it'll give you time to get away, right?
Yeah, it's an effective tool, but
right.
you got to understand its limitations. There are certain types of, there's aerosol, which is just, it's got very, very small particles that sprays out in air, and you can breathe it in, and this, that, and the other. It's good if you can get it on the bad guy. It's bad if you inhale it, because I worked in a healthcare facility, and we could only use the foam type, which was.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty concentrated, and it stuck on people. It looked like somebody had been hit with silly string, only it was much, much, much oranger. And if it's used effectively, it's really good stuff. But, again, sometimes a pistol's better.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. I'd go so far as to say in pretty much every application.
Well, there are those of us who spend quite a lot of time in no gun zones.
Oh yeah.
You know,
and like I said, it's
yours
stuff.
Truly,
yeah, it's just,
Jay.
I don't want to.
You know, there are alternative weapons, and going back to the Colorado shooting. I think one of the best weapons that anybody could have had was one of those very, very bright LED flashlights.
Shine
it in the shooter's eyes, and where is he going to shoot? You know, if he can't see, it's a non-lethal thing, and you can carry it anywhere. And you can blind somebody, essentially.
Even in the daylight, you can. I mean, you look
in the daylight.
Especially if you're moving. Hitting someone with one of those bright flashlights, but not not necessarily keeping it on his eyes, but just moving around and keep hitting, sticking and moving, is that switching back and forth from ultra bright to ultra dark. Number one, his pupils are going to contract and not want to go back to fully dilated again. So the room's going to suddenly turn very, very dark for him,
right,
as far as his eyes perceive, but also you're going to be using up all those chemicals within the retina, and you're going to get that flashbulb blindness where the brain's going to be constantly receiving signals for light that isn't there.
Yeah, he'll get the blotchies.
The blotchies. Also known as what everything looked like during my wedding. I could see if you came out from the side, but not from out front, because I couldn't see shit directly in front.
Oh, it's a camera joke. I thought he was on peyote or something.
I was on peyote too, but I was talking about the cameras. But the peyotes made the cameras sound better.
They made the cameras just pop.
Exactly. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get back to it then.
All right.
And we will...
thanks for calling in.
Calling in, Michael.
And thank you for dispersing that question I had. I've always been wondering about that.
And that call-in number is 214-530-0036.
We have 14 minutes left.
Yep. Come on. We keep pushing. We can make it across the line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I got a great question. Hey, is anybody watching the Olympics?
No.
Are the Olympics on right now?
I used the mute button.
Good for you, Jay.
Sorry.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud. Good.
I hate to tell you about it. So it's kind of like...
Yeah, well, you're getting there. Okay, because I went to the bathroom during the show, and I didn't tell anybody.
Right. Now you did.
I went potty, and I didn't broadcast it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, did you pee on the seat?
No, that's my son's job.
Jay, go back in there and pee on the seat.
Holy crap.
Hey, we got another caller.
Yay!
Area code 865.
Ooh, I know who that is.
Hello, 865.
Hey, hello. I just wanted to say hi to Brita because I missed talking to her last week.
Oh, hello.
That's Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
I heard the end. I heard the end of the show, Dennis, last week, and I have to say that you were excellent as usual. You're an excellent guest. You're welcome anytime.
The rest of us sucked, but you were great.
Yeah, those bozos I share the air with.
I just wanted to say I did eat at Chick-fil-A today.
Yay! Good. Actually, last week I ate at Chick-fil-A twice in one day, breakfast and dinner. It was excellent. I love
Chick-fil-A, but I'm tempted to eat there just because.
By the way, the last time I was at Chick-fil-A, I was with two gay guys.
Nice. I think that's one of my favorites. They're intolerant, so we'll ban them.
You were saying, Dennis?
That's really great the way they're treating them.
He expressed a private opinion. Yeah. Quick, let's use the force of the government to cause retribution. we shit all over the Second Amendment, so now we're going to try shitting all over the First Amendment.
Anti-freedom, not anti-gun.
Exactly.
In all
fairness, Mumbles may very well have just been trying to order something from Chick-fil-A.
How would you know?
Exactly.
Now, I did want to ask folks, it's a little bit, you've only got 12 minutes left to your show, so it's a little bit off topic. But did you see, I'm particularly impressed with, did you see the commercial that Scott Brown put together? Hammering the "you didn't build that."
Oh, I did see that one.
Was it before or after he got the coveted Michael Bloomberg endorsement?
No, this was just, he just released it maybe a couple of days ago. It's a long spot. It's made for the web. It's like 3.5 minutes long, but it's, it's Obama saying, doing the whole "you didn't build that" speech. And then it's like every president from Gerald Ford onward going, "we need lower taxes and, and we got the American businessman, the small business who's building things." And then it comes to the end with some lady from Massachusetts, the one that Brown is running against.
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth Warren. Known as Pocahontas.
Right. She's the one who actually started the whole "you didn't build this thing," and Obama right. just, you know, decided to run with it. But it's a fantastic commercial. If you haven't seen it, Google it. It's great.
Yeah. Accepted variants are taxidermia.
It's a great spot, except for the fact that it's for Scott Brown. You can play that Wookiee sound effect now.
Wookiee sound.
You know, I'm gonna say, yeah, you're right, but when you're faced with the lesser of two evils, which is constantly. Okay.
That was too loud.
What's that?
Sorry, Dennis.
Don't worry about it, Dennis. Just roll with it.
Okay, just roll with it. And I'm having a hard time hearing it over the telephone connection. It's not all that great.
Yeah, you got a crappy connection.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not Skype. What can I say?
He borrowed my mic.
He didn't build that phone line.
That's right. But anyway, I just wanted to say, because I missed talking to Brita live last week, I just want to say hi, Brita, and hi, everybody else, and I'll get off to let somebody else use the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're
have a good night.
Not going to have anyone else.
Thanks
for calling, Dennis.
Yep.
Oh, look.
Yes.
We're almost done.
Call in. Somebody call in.
Somebody call in and put hot peppers down your pee hole.
I did want to, I mentioned earlier, I wanted to talk about the Fort Hood guy.
Yeah.
Hassan.
Well, you better hurry up, Alan.
Well, it's interesting because now he's like saying he's not going to shave his beard.
Because he's so Islam, Muslim,
yes,
jihadi.
But, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was a workplace violence. It had nothing to do with terrorism or
jihadi
or anything.
No, it was post-traumatic stress disorder. It was a workplace shooting.
Yeah.
It was not a hate crime,
Islam. Now he's so Muslim he can't shave his beard, although he is still in the Army and subject to the dress codes required by the Army. So,
hey, but he has post-traumatic stress syndrome. I heard he burned himself on a hot cup of coffee. But yeah, no, that's someone was saying in the conspiracy chat was talking about the, I forget who it was, but they were just talking about, you know, was it Reverend? It was Jesse Jackson was calling the Colorado shooting, domestic terrorism. He's like, man, I'm sick of everybody calling every sort of crime domestic terrorism. And I'm like, no, it's every crime that's domestic terrorism, except for when a Muslim man runs to an army base shooting anything that moves, yelling Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then that's just a disgruntled employee.
Right.
Right.
Or better yet, when you realize that all the so-called terrorism arrests have always been, you know, FBI, plants and you know, getting a group of idiots together and convincing them to go do something so they can arrest them.
That video that Chance posted,
that was hilarious.
Would be the funniest video ever if it wasn't so fucking true.
Yep.
Speaking of funny, I just posted in chat. JD over at Zombie Rush actually did what we were talking about last week and took the Florida Internet Cafe shooting and set it to Benny Hill.
Oh.
So if you just want to howl,
good.
It's really pretty damn good.
That's what I'm going to be doing after the show closes, among other things.
Well, yeah.
But what the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know.
We don't
know. It's time to go.
It's time to go. I have to be ready for my second laser scan tomorrow. So.
A freaking laser. Cool.
Freaking lasers.
Too bad sharks aren't doing it.
I get to be on a plane going to Chicago tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
You're flying into Mordor?
One does not walk into Mordor. Hello?
Hey, Jay, save up a really nice poop for when you arrive in Chicago.
No, I'm going to be eating jalapenos all night for the TSA experience. I want to walk up to the checker, pooting the 1812 overture.
And Jay, might I add that you queue up some pornography on your smartphone before the pat down, so you can get a little stuff to look at, just so you can get a little blood flowing.
Oh God! Oh God!
What?
I'm just saying, when they cup your nuts, it'd be a good idea to be packing a little wood.
What?
Oh God!
If they ask you, sir, what is this? We all have learned from the previous vicious circle, the appropriate response is, that's my dick.
I will use that next time.
Yes.
Next time I
talk. Yeah.
Rita's going to use it when they're patting down her leg.
Yeah. Hey, I get to get swabbed anyway.
That's right. Why not? As well enjoy it. Yeah, okay.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, that's it. We're done. Bye, y'all.
Good night.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.